今天是我们第二次来思想被圣灵充满这个主题。
Today marks the second time when we come to dwell on this subject of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
2023年的最后一个主日，我们在这一段经文当中思想被圣灵充满的功课。那在2024年新的一年开始的时候，我们再次来学习如何被圣灵所充满。
We entered the year 2023 on the topic of being filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's come back again to the same topic beginning in 2024.
盼望我们在每一年当中，每一天当中都能够被神的灵所掌管。
Let's hope and pray that each of our day will be governed by the Holy Spirit.
那今天呢，我们先来思想一下圣经当中有给我们哪些的例子是被圣灵所充满的例子。
Let's come to some examples from the Bible when there is the filling of the Holy Spirit.
给大家分享两个例子，第一个就是新约的历史上第一次人被圣灵充满的例子。
Let me give you one example from the New Testament that in all history, this marks the first time when there was the filling of the Holy Spirit.
那第二个例子呢，我们就看一看这个以弗所书的作者啊，他叫我们要被圣灵充满，那他自己是怎么第一次被圣灵所充满的呢？
The second goes to the author of the epistle of Ephesians, how the author himself experienced being filled with the Holy Spirit.
新约的历史上第一次有人被圣灵所充满是在五旬节的时候。
The first example of experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit in the New Testament era,
主耶稣基督已经被钉十字架了，他已经从死里复活了，他已经预备了门徒都预备好了，但是这个时候圣灵还没有降下。
We've already had the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus and his disciples and all, but there is no Holy Spirit.
主吩咐门徒要等候，等在哪里呢？等在耶路撒冷，等在那里等什么呢？就是要等圣灵的降临。
Our Lord commanded his disciples to wait in Jerusalem. Wait for what? For the advent of the Holy Spirit.
所以门徒就等候在耶路撒冷，他们不是干等哦，他们边等边祷告哈，边等边来重整他们的生命，重整他们的团队哈。有一个十二个门徒之一已经犹大已经死了哈，他们选出第十二个人来增补哈，把这个团队补齐，预备等候在耶路撒冷。
When you look at the lives of the apostles, they were not just waiting without doing anything during that period. They were getting together in prayers. They made up the last number to bring it up to the 12 apostles that we had, and waiting for the experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
主没有让门徒等很久哈，七天以后圣灵降临。
The Lord did not drag it out for too long. They had to wait only for 7 days until the advent of the Holy Spirit.
所以记载在《使徒行传》的第二章，这里讲说，五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过，充满了他们所坐的屋子。
And that experience was recorded in the book of Acts chapter 2, and this is what happened when the day of Pentecost came. They were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting.
又有舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人头上，他们就被圣灵充满，按照圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
这是第一次有人在新约的时代哈，圣灵降临之后，明确的讲他们是被圣灵所充满。
This occurred in the New Testament era. This marks the first time when they became filled with the Holy Spirit.
那这个是不得了的一件事情，这件事情发生以后不仅是表示着这个 教会时代的正式的开始哈，圣灵内住在人的里面，内住在教会里面，而且他永远不离开了。这一天的开始就是在这一天，在五旬节的时候。
This is very remarkable for many reasons. For one, it proclaims the forming of the church. For one, and
而且很重要的哈，这件事情在门徒的身上，在这个门徒的这个团体，这个使徒这个团体当中，产生了非常巨大的生命的改变。
It also ushers in the era of church age and transformed the lives of people completely.
在这一天之前，门徒是胆怯的啊。耶稣基督带他们走啊走啊，走到十字架底下，他们就不敢了，他们就害怕了，他们都跑散了。
They were all timid before this, and our Lord led them near the cross, but they all got dispersed. They were scared.
连门徒当中最勇敢的那个彼得，都在这个时候。不敢承认他是耶稣基督的门徒，三次在人的面前否认他认识耶稣基督。
You may think the bravest of them all would be Peter, and even Peter denied knowing Jesus three times.
耶稣基督复活了，在主日这个第三天的时候，他从死里复活，两个门徒跑了，走在去以马忤斯的路上，灰心失望啊，这是。没有被圣灵充满的门徒的光景。
On the third day, the day of his resurrection of our Lord, we have two disciples. They were in despair, and they were certainly not filled with the Holy Spirit.
即使是他们也听见说耶稣已经复活了哈，他们还是躲在屋子里面，不敢开窗，不敢开门，都关得严严的啊，在那聚集。就在这种情况下，复活的耶稣向他们显现。
And the remaining ten apostles, they were still so scared, and they were locking themselves in, they were hiding in the room, and before they were not filled with the Holy Spirit before God, our Lord appeared to them.
耶稣复活有四十天的时间哈，在不同的情景下，不同的天里面，主耶稣基督复活的主耶稣基督向门徒显现，但门徒好像还是。有疑惑，有惧怕，哈，不明白主所讲的话。
Appearing to people around for a good 40 years. I mean, for 40 days after his resurrection, but they were still slow to believe.
耶稣跟他们约好了，说我们都去加利利，我会在那里显现。哈，圣经记载，当他们在加利利的山上遇见主耶稣基督的时候。他们当中还有人疑惑。
Look at this picture when Jesus said, "I'm going to meet you on a mount in Galilee." And when that happened, some of the believers still did not believe.
最后一次了，主耶稣基督在升天之前最后一次向门徒显现，在橄榄山上，他们见到主的时候，他们还在问说：“啊，主啊，你复兴以色列国就是在这个时候吗？”
The last appearance of our Lord with his disciples occurred on Mount of Olives, but they were still slow to believe, and they were still asking the question, Lord, is this the time you're going to restore the kingdom of Israel?
这是这门徒使徒们啊，在被圣灵充满之前的光景，但是你看五旬节之后完全不一样，他们不再惧怕。彼得和十一个使徒都站起来，勇敢地在众人面前为耶稣的死、为耶稣的复活、为福音做见证。
This is the before picture, meaning before this dispensation of the Holy Spirit. And afterwards, however, Peter, along with the other remaining 11 apostles, boldly stood up to testify as to the resurrection of Jesus.
为什么他们有胆量了？因为他们现在被圣灵充满。
Where did their courage come from? Reason is simple. They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
你看彼得讲的那一篇道，把福音讲得清清楚楚啊，本着这个旧约圣经的这个预言，在耶稣基督身上的应验哈，讲得如此的明白。为什么彼得现在能够明白神的话了呢？因为他被圣灵所充满。
Just look at the first. ever sermon delivered by Peter, he did it with such clarity and power, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. How the prophecies and by the prophets came to be fulfilled perfectly in Jesus.
从五旬节开始，他们在传福音的过程当中就不断的遇到抵挡，不断有人这个来逼迫他们。但是他们依然不胆怯，没有像以前呢就跑走了。他们面临着逼迫，甚至生命的威胁，他们依然能够坚持去传福音。为什么？就是因为他们已经被圣灵所充满。
Ever since the reception of the Holy Spirit and Pentecost, they started preaching the gospel with boldness and courage.
传福音的彼得、约翰被抓，公会的人威胁他们：“你们不能再这样传了啊！再传要办你们了。”但是他们勇敢的去继续的传，而且不光他们两个人，整个教会都是这样。
Despite, for example, the threats from the Sanhedrin against apostles Peter and John, but they continued spreading the news of his resurrection.
使徒行传第四章记载哈，他们。这个听到彼得和约翰因为传福音被逼迫的时候，他们全教会就在一起祷告，祷告什么呢？求神一方面让他的使徒能够大胆的、勇敢的去传福音，一方面求神伸出他的手来，来医治，来行神迹，来与他的门徒、使徒、传福音的人同在。当他们祷告完之后呢，聚会的地方就震动了，他们每个人都被圣灵充满，就一起放胆传讲神的道。
So this is what happened. They were preaching the gospel while other believers were seriously praying in intercession for the power of the Holy Spirit to be manifested. And they continued to do this while praying, and the Holy Spirit filled them where they were.
第二个例子呢，我看。保罗他自己啊，就是以弗所书的作者，他第一次是怎么被圣灵所充满的？他什么时候经历圣灵来管制他的生命，来带领他的呢
？The second example of being filled with the Holy Spirit is from the author of the book of Ephesians. How did he become filled with the Holy Spirit?
是保罗在还没有信耶稣的时候。当他在逼迫教会的时候，他在走向大马士革要去抓基督徒要办他们的时候，神亲自向他显现。
This is when Lord himself appeared to him during the time when Paul was persecuting the Christians. Actually, he was on his way to Damascus for arresting and persecuting believers.
但保罗被圣灵充满不是在那个路上啊。当时大光向他显现的时候，他就扑倒了，他就眼瞎了，他就这个遇见神，但是他那个时候还没有被圣灵所充满。
However, his being filled with the Holy Spirit did not occur on his way to Damascus. When a great light shone upon him and he fell prostrate before the voice, did not happen. He was not filled with the Holy Spirit at that time.
吩咐保罗说：“你进城去啊，在那里等候，等候我会派人来啊，来告诉你下一步该做什么。”
The Lord commanded him and saying, that "Paul, go into the city. I'm going to and wait for one that I'm going to send."
所以保罗就进了大马士革城，他在那里三天不吃不喝啊，眼睛又瞎了，他就在那里等候神下一步让他做什么。
Upon entering the city of Damascus, Paul actually spent 3 days waiting without eating and drinking for three whole days.
同一个时间在大马士革城的另外一个地方，圣灵对这个亚拿尼亚讲话，差派他去为保罗去祷告。
During this same time period, God sent one with the name of Ananias in the city of Damascus and appeared to him in his prayers.
在这里就讲哈，亚拿尼亚就去了哈，这个神吩咐他去为保罗去祷告哈，他就去了，进入那家，把手按在扫罗身上，说：“兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上向你显现的主就是耶稣打发我来。” 叫你能看见又被圣灵充满。
So it was the Lord who sent Ananias, and this is what I have in the record. Then Ananias went to the house and entered it, and placed his hands on Saul, and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus will appear to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
扫罗的眼睛上好像有鳞片立刻掉下来，他就能看见，于是起来受了洗。
Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up and was baptized.
所以这个扫罗遇见主之后的第三天，等候了三天以后，在亚拿尼亚按手为他祷告的时候，他就被圣灵所充满。
The filling of the Holy Spirit for Paul occurred 3 days after the placing of hand by Ananias.
没有遇见主，没有被圣灵充满之前的保罗，这个扫罗哈，他是一个抵挡教会、抵挡福音，一个是杀害信徒和这个为主去做见证的这个是这个同工斯蒂凡的人。但是他被主所得着，被圣灵充满之后，他的生命整个就被翻转过来。
Let's look at the before and after. Before, he was Paul, rather Saul was filled with Holy Spirit, and he was persecuting and he was pursuing and bringing and arresting the believers, bringing them to the Jewish authorities, and he was among those.Who cast their votes for the death sentence of Stephen?
他没有重生，没有被圣灵充满之前，他就很熟读圣经，很了解旧约圣经啊，而且跟是最好的老师去学圣经。但是他不真正明白圣经所讲的东西。
Before his conversion experience, he was an excellent Bible student. He followed.Famous rabbi for his study of the scripture, but he did not understand what the scripture meant.
然而，当他被圣灵充满之后，不得了，他成了一个领受上帝新的启示的一个使徒。神借着他把新的启示、新的神的话语带进来，教导人，来告诉教会神的心意。
What a remarkable transformation! And look at Saul, Paul.After he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he received from the Lord new revelations, and he turned around and started teaching others.
之前的这个扫罗是一个骄傲的，是一个刚硬的，是一个听不进去这个福音信息的人。但是当他被圣灵所充满之后，他整个这个人的性格、这个品质都发生了改变。他把他的名字改了，改成保罗。保罗的意思是微小的意思。他愿意谦卑自己，愿意在人的面前，在神的面前，哪怕成为一个最微小的人，但是呢，却是蒙了神的恩典的一个被神所使用的人。
We can see an obvious example in the change of his name. So before and after, he was when he was Saul, he was so stubborn and proud. And after his conversion, though, he became Now, Paul, the word itself means very small, so all we see is an example of humility in service of God.
要被圣灵所充满。
Be filled with the Holy Spirit.
被圣灵充满是我们新约时代的主的门徒跟随主的人的一个极大的恩典。
This is a great, remarkable blessing for the believers. In the New Testament,
在旧约时代没有的。
And that experience was not around in the Old Testament times.
亚伯拉罕、摩西、大卫这些很伟大的圣徒，他们都没有经历过的。
Look at those great believers, Abraham, Moses, and David. None of them experienced filling of the Holy Spirit.
因为在旧约的时代，圣灵不是永远的住在一个人的身上啊。当神要使用一个人的时候，他的灵会充满他，但过后会离开的。
In the Old Testament times the Holy Spirit was not present all the time in the believers. It came upon believers as needed sporadically and left.
连大卫都没有这个把握，当大卫犯罪以后，他都会向神去祈求说，求主不要收取你的圣灵。
The same goes with David. Even David didn't have the presence of the Holy Spirit with him all the time. When he sinned against God, he asked of God not to remove the Holy Spirit from him.
但是在新约的时代不一样了哈，我们这些重生得救的基督徒，不仅是当我们信主的时候圣灵就进来了，而且他永远不离开的。
Times are different for New Testament believers. At the moment of belief, we have the filling of the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit residing in us.
当主耶稣基督在那个井边遇到那个撒玛利亚妇人的时候，他就跟他讲起这个生命的活水，就是在讲圣灵啊。这个耶稣对他说：“凡喝这水井里的水的人，还要再渴的。”
When our Lord Jesus met up with the Samaritan woman by the well.And he started talking about the living water, which symbolizes, which is the Holy Spirit. And he says, Jesus answered, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again.
人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生的。
And he continues the teaching, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Instead, the water I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
这里所说的只有到永生的这个活水，就是指着圣灵所讲的。
This spring of water welling up to eternal life refers exactly to the Holy Spirit.
什么是喝耶稣基督所赐的这个活水呢？这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to drink water from that Jesus gives us as the living water?
就是指人重生得救以后，圣灵在人的里面成为那个水的那个源头。如果有一个水的源头不断的涌流出活水的话，圣灵在你的里面的话，你就会永远的不渴。
That specifically refers to our after conversion experience with the indwelling of the Spirit in us. We'll never thirst because we have the source of the living water.
这个应许不光是给这一个这个撒玛利亚井边的这个妇人的，是给每一个愿意得到圣灵的人的。
This promise is not merely given to the Samaritan woman by the well. It is rather a promise to all believers.
因为到了约翰福音的第七章，耶稣就把这个应许扩展到每一个人的身上，说节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
In an extended context, this Holy Spirit,is promised, is given to all believers. And we have a record of that in the Gospel of John chapter 7. On the last and greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink.
凡人若觉得渴的，每一个人呢，耶稣在向每一个人发出这个邀请。你若觉得渴，你要想得到这个活水的这个生命的供应，你就可以来到耶稣基督的面前。
Rather, Jesus is extending his invitation to everyone. Here we have anyone who is thirsty, can come and drink.
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them.
耶稣这话指着是信他的人要受圣灵说的，那是还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
By this he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
怎么得着圣灵？
How do you receive the Holy Spirit?
怎么被圣灵所充满？
How can you be filled with the Holy Spirit?
我们可以求。
We can ask.
祈求就得着。
If we ask, we'll receive.
寻找就寻见。
Look, we'll find.
叩门就给开门。
Knock, the door will be open to you.
当主耶稣基督告诉门徒说你们要祈求之后，他就告诉门徒啊，接下来讲，他说你们中间做父亲的，谁有儿子求饼反给他石头呢？求鱼反拿蛇当鱼给他呢？求鸡蛋反给他蝎子呢？
After that teaching regarding prayer, this is what Jesus says. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion?
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况天父岂不更讲圣灵给求他的人吗？
If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
你愿意向神来祈求？
Are you willing to ask God for that?
你愿意把你的主权交出来，让圣灵来管制管理你的生命？
Are you willing to give up yourself and be submissive to the authority of the Holy Spirit?
你愿意今天就被圣灵所充满？
Would you like to be filled with the Holy Spirit today?
这是我们学习被圣灵充满哈问的三个问题。
As we study the subject of being filled with the Holy Spirit, we'll ask three questions.
第一个，什么是被圣灵充满？
First is, what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
第二个，为什么我们要被圣灵所充满？
Why do we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
第三个，就是怎么我们才能够被圣灵所充满？
Lastly, how can we be filled with the Holy Spirit?
什么是被圣灵充满？我们上次已经讲了四点了。
What does it mean to say that we are filled with the Holy Spirit? The last time we labored on it with four points.
被圣灵充满就是第一，要让圣灵在你的生命当中掌权，那个宝座让出来，让他坐在那里，来成为你生命的中心。
Meaning number one is to let the Holy Spirit reign and be enthroned in your lives, over your lives.
被圣灵充满就是把你生命当中那些的拦阻、那些罪恶、那些不讨神喜悦的东西除去。让圣灵的那个流淌，圣灵的那个水，活水，能够自由的、不受拦阻的在你生命当中流淌。
That basically means that you have to get rid of all of the hindrances and the stumbling blocks so that the work of the Holy Spirit will work with freedom and without a hindrance in your life and through your life.
比较哥罗西的经文，哥罗西书的经文，我们就知道哈，原来被圣灵所充满，就是被神的话、被神的道所充满的意思。
We also compared to the scripture passage in the book of Colossians, and to be filled with the Spirit, with the Holy Spirit means to be filled with the Word of God.
而且被圣灵充满是主给我们的命令。
And also to be filled with the Holy Spirit is a command from our Lord.
这是我们上个星期讲的哈，今天我们再仔细的看这一句话哈。第一个，我们看到这个句式当中的是一个命令，是要被圣灵所充满。
That pretty much summed up what we taught last Sunday. And here, what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit grammatically? When you look at it. This is an imperative.
要被圣灵充满，不是主给我们的一个建议哦，不是给我们的一个参考意见呢，不是一件可有可无的事情啊，而是神命令我们，吩咐我们，每一个信主跟随主的人都要被圣灵所充满。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit is not a suggestion from the Lord. It's not anything else. It's a reference from him. Rather, it is a command. It is something we have to follow. We have to do. So we have to be filled.
我们每一个人都要被圣灵所充满。为什么？
Every one of us have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Why?
因为主耶稣基督很清楚，在我们里面那个水啊，如果不被圣灵所充满的话，我们那个生命的水会枯干的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ knows. That if we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, the little water that we have is going to get stagnated.
如果我们不被圣灵充满的话，我们活着活着又回到以前的光景，喝了还会再渴，喝了还会再渴，永远得不到满足。
If we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, we are going to get thirsty. And even if we have a little drink, that's not going to quench our thirst. We're going to serves forever.
只有当我们被圣灵所充满的时候，我们生命里面的那个活水才能够不断的涌流出来，不断的涌流出来，而且能够里面有那个生命的源头，活水的源头就是圣灵。
Only if we are filled with the Holy Spirit and the water within, the living water of life will be able to flow and flow, ever flow, from us.
因为保罗吩咐我们要被圣灵充满，他自己很清楚，保罗很清楚，他跟随主这几十年，服侍主这么长时间，他的能力，他的智慧，他所从神那里来的引领，来抵挡那个逼迫的那个忍耐信心，都是从圣灵加给他。
Paul, the author, knows very well from his personal experience, all his power, all his wisdom, all his courage come from the Holy Spirit, for his leading, for his empowerment.
每个基督徒走这一条跟随主的这条道路啊，这件事情不是一件容易的事情。
Not easy to walk away of the believer. That's true for every one of us.
走这一条路呢，也不是一件困难的事情。
At the same time, though, it's not a difficult path.
而是一条绝无可能的事情，如果你不被圣灵所充满的话。
Because it is impossible for a believer not to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
别人打你的右脸，你把左脸也给他，这可能吗？
The striking on right cheek, is it possible for you to turn your left cheek to that person?
有人告你要抢你的礼衣，连外衣都送给他，这可能吗？
If someone brings you before a judge, demanding you give him your tunic, are you also going to give your cloak to that person as well?
不仅不要恨你的仇敌，还要爱你的仇敌，为逼迫你的人的祷告。这种情况如果没有被圣灵所充满，你有这样的能力吗？
You are commanded not to hate your enemies, but rather you are commanded to love your enemies. Is that possible?
明明是这个丈夫做事不通情理，做了很多的错事，妻子多受委屈的一方，做妻子的还要为自己的不忍耐，自己的发火，不自己的不原谅，向丈夫去道歉，这样的事情能做得出来吗？如果没有圣灵充满的话。
Do you think without the presence or being filled with the Holy Spirit, are you able to, as a spouse, as a wife, to do this to your husband when he was being very unreasonable? Would you be able to forgive?
明明是犹太人和罗马人联合起来把主耶稣基督钉在十字架上，被钉在十字架上的主耶稣基督还要为钉他十字架的人的代求，祈求上帝的怜悯和饶恕，这在人是不可能的事情。
Isn't it crystal clear when you see the Jews and Roman authorities join forces in persecuting and killing Jesus, and Jesus would forgive them? Is that possible?
然而我们的主做到了。
But our Lord did it.
你我跟随主的人，如果不被圣灵充满，如果不让耶稣基督的生命在我们的里面来发挥效用的话，我们前面所讲这些事情都是不可能。
If you and I, as believers, if we're not filled with the Holy Spirit, all of the things we've been talking about would have become, of course, impossible to do.
所以主耶稣基督借着他的使徒吩咐他的教会每一个跟从他的人一定要被圣灵所充满。
And that's why through his apostles, our Lord Jesus commanded that every believer be filled with the Holy Spirit.
第二个大家注意哈，这个句式是一个被动式，要被圣灵所充满。圣灵是主动的，我们不是主动的。
The second grammatical feature of this phrase is noted for its passive form.
圣灵是主哦，圣灵是无所不能的一位主宰哦，他本来不需要我们的允许，不需要我们的配合，就可以单方面的来做主，来管理我们的人生，但是他没有这样做。
Look at the Lord of Trinity, Holy Spirit is all powerful. I mean, he has all powers. He doesn't have to be. He can just initiate and go ahead and do the filling of
在旧约里面有一个例子，我们最近读到这个巴兰的故事，就是巴兰每次来都要开口要咒诅以色列人。
And it just happened we have been reading the Old Testament. We're reading Numbers, and each time when you read about Prophet Balaam, every time he came, he wanted to curse.
开口要讲话的时候，圣灵就降临了，就充满他啊，让他的嘴讲出的不是咒诅的话，而是祝福以色列人的话。
But every time when he was about to open up.With curses against the Israelites, instead was filled with the Spirit. The Spirit commanded him, and he did speak words of blessing regarding Israelites.
圣灵完全有这样的能力，完全有这样的主权，他可以在任何一个人的身上做主掌完全。
With that power and commanding authority, he can rule as the ultimate ruler over.
保罗在这里吩咐我们，命令我们，要我们主动的与神来配合，与圣灵来配合，主动的把我们的主权心甘情愿的交出来，让圣灵来掌管我们。
But rather, Paul is teaching us, he's commanding us to yield our authorities to the Holy Spirit, who will be able to rule over our lives.
就是在这个过程当中。借着我们的交出，借着我们的 surrender 降服，让我们跟这位圣灵建立起一种亲密的配合的美好的关系。
In that process, we'll be able to experience the surrender and submission of our own will to the will and power and authority of the Holy Spirit.
第三个，要被圣灵所充满啊，这个时态是个现代时态，也就相当于我们今天所讲的现在进行时态。
And the third feature that we have is regarding the tense. Tense is present, and meaning that the action continues on.
所以这个充满是一个持续的，是一个不间断的，是一个反复的。所以我不喜欢用这个杯子来比喻啊，被圣灵所充满，因为杯子，你这个倒满杯子好像就停了，就不能持续了哈。我宁愿用一个管子来形容被圣灵所充满，因为神的水可以。源源不断的，不停歇的，不间断的，反复的在我们的生命当中流淌，这是被圣灵所充满的一种的状态。
So when it comes to give you examples, look at it this way, the Holy Spirit's work is continuous and without interruption. I'm not going to use an example for instance, a cup. When you fill the cup with water, well, you cannot overflow. Rather, I'm going to use conduit, a pipe, as an example, through which the Holy Spirit, in a sense, will be able to flow continuously and uninterrupted.
虽然你昨天有被圣灵所充满，经历神的同在，但是今天又是全新的一天，你要重新的来到神的面前，把你的主权交出来，让圣灵所充满你。
You may have been filled with the Holy Spirit yesterday, but today is a new day, and coming with that is a renewal of a filling of the Holy Spirit. And once again, you have to surrender and submit your own will to the will of the Holy Spirit.
上一次我在传福音之前，我祷告神，把自己交托给神，我经历了神的充满，神的同在，我很勇敢的向人去做见证，传福音。这一次。遇到新的传福音的机会的时候，你还要再来一次，要重新的被圣灵所充满，这是一个持续的现代时态所告诉我
们。You may have success, you may have had success yesterday in preaching of the gospel and sharing of the gospel, with good results. But today is a new day once again, and you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit to preach with authority and power.
第四个我们看到啊，这个不是说你要被圣灵充满，从第十五节开始他那个人称都是你们，所以这个主词的这个主语是一个复数，说你们都要被圣灵所充满。
We continue with the parsing of this sentence. If you continue on, the fourth point is grammatically, the subject is in the plural form.It's not an individual person, but all of you will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
每一个在以弗所教会的人，不光是以弗所的牧师啊、长老啊、执事啊，每一个弟兄姐妹在以弗所教会里面的，都要被圣灵所充满。
That means every brethren in the church at Ephesus, from the pastor, elder, and all the way to believers, every one of them will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
特别是在教会当中参与各样的服事的弟兄姐妹同工们，你们一定要被圣灵所充满。
Particularly those who are co-workers of the church, and those are the people who have to be filled with the Holy Spirit for the work of God.
因为我们服事主这件事情啊，不单单只是因为我们有恩赐就好，有能力就好，有热心就好，我有时间我就摆上自己啊，更是。在神的面前，生命的摆设，生命的服侍。如果这个生命不被圣灵所充满的话，这个服侍是不能讨神喜。
You may think you can serve the Lord with gifts, money, talents, time, everything else, but without the surrendering and submitting your life to the Holy Spirit, it's impossible to serve the Lord.
没有圣灵同在。充满的服事不是服事是搞事。
You're not serving the Lord, but serving yourself, if you're not filled with the Holy Spirit while serving.
没有圣灵充满同在的团契不是团契是团伙。
A fellowship without the presence and the filling of the Holy Spirit is no longer a fellowship, but a social club.
所以保罗提醒我们都要被圣灵充满的另外一个意思不光是我们每个人都要被圣灵充满而更重要的是当我们在一起聚集的时候不是单独一个人呢是当我们聚集的时候我们的团契我们的教会要被一起被圣灵所充满。
And Paul is certainly not referring only to an individualistic experience. He's saying that all of us when we are together in a fellowship in the church, we are beingfilled with the Holy Spirit together.
大家注意哈，他是给教会讲的话，不是给个人讲的话。他要这个以父所整体，大家都一起领受圣灵的充满。
Take note, and Paul is not talking about a individual person, but he's talking to the entire church, which has to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
大家注意在第一次五旬节的时候不是某个人呢在自己家里被圣灵充满是当他们聚集在一起在一起祷告的时候他们一起领受圣灵的充满。
Of a particular note, when you look at Pentecost experience, it's not individual believers dispersed in their individual homes, God filled with the Holy Spirit, but rather it was those believers getting together and they were filled.With the Holy Spirit.
保罗被圣灵充满为什么不是在大马士革路上因为大马士革路上只有他一个人重生得救。
Why did not Paul get filled with the Holy Spirit on his way to Damascus? Well, as it were, he would have been saved only himself and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
三天以后啊神也没有亲自使他被圣灵充满而是等候另外一个人来至少两个人在一起啊亚拿尼亚来为他按手祷告在这种情况下保罗才被圣灵所充满是一个团体。
It was three days after that experience, and also it was not an individual experience, Paul all by himself.It had to be, and it was, two in a company. We have Ananias. So it's a group experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
当我们这个人，当我们这个教会一起来被圣灵充满以后，就带来生命当中极大的一个改变。
If we are together as a church filled with the Holy Spirit, our lives will get transformed remarkably.
从以弗所书第五章十八节之后你去读哈后面所发生的一切的事情都是跟第五章第十八节被圣灵充满是连在一起的。
Post verse 18, chapter 5, 18, the book of Ephesians, when you start reading all of the changes really take place after being filled with Holy Spirit.
五章十八节讲我们被圣灵充满之后，五章十节就讲说这一群人当中就充满喜乐，他们常常口唱心和的诗章、颂词、灵歌，在那里彼此唱和，彼此呼应，一起来敬拜主，让他们喜乐充满这个教会当中。
So in Ephesians 5:18, we have the filling of the Holy Spirit, and then the verse after, verse 19, speaks about singing hymns. We use hymns and praise and songs to make music to the Lord.
到了五章二十节，就讲到这里的人常常感恩，常常结出这个感恩的果子，常常在每一件事情中能够认出神的作为，就把这个感恩赞美都归给神。
So in verse coming to verse 20, we have the thanksgiving as fruits of our the praise of our lips we give to the Lord.
到五章二十一节就讲说，他们之间为什么能够这样的彼此的合一啊？因为他们有这样的能力哈、啊，限制自己的这个意见，限制自己的那种的自由哈、啊、主见，而是学习彼此怎么样，彼此顺从。
Coming to verse 21, we have this picture that no longer individual would be insisting on their own rights, but rather as a group in a fellowship that they submit one another in their service to God.
到了五章二十二节，一直到五章的结尾，他就开始讲说，被圣灵所充满的丈夫，他就是不一样的丈夫；被圣灵所充满的妻子，他就成了一个不一样的妻子了。
From beginning from 5:22 until the very end of chapter 5 of the book of Ephesians, we have an example of a submissive wife as well as a submissive husband.
被圣灵所充满的那个丈夫，他那个爱的能力不是天然爱的能力哦，是基督那个爱的能力啊，能够爱到死的，能够爱到舍己的，能够爱妻子像爱自己的身体一样的那样去爱他。
When the husband is filled with the Holy Spirit, he's submissive to the will of the Holy Spirit. He will be able to love his wife the way Christ loved us and died for us. And that's an example of their submissive.
被圣灵所充满的那个妻子，她那个顺服、那个温柔的能力，也不是天然的能力啊，不是因为这个丈夫聪明、这个丈夫能干、这个丈夫在每件事情做的决定都是英明的，她才去顺服他，而就是在这个丈夫不完美的时候，这个丈夫常常犯错的时候，她依然有能力，靠着对主的顺从而去顺服、配合，来鼓励她自己的丈夫。
Neither is a wife's submission a natural trait of a woman. When the wife sees obviously the faults of her husband, she will still be able to submit to her husband.
被圣灵所充满啊，带来这个儿女和父亲关系的改变，父母的关系的改变，带来他工作这个社会生活当中关系的更新，带来他属灵生命整个的翻转。
And with the added results of being filled with the Holy Spirit, we see the obvious change between various relationships at various levels. For example, between parents and children, between a master or employer of an employee in a social setting.
这是我们接下来会接下去的信息慢慢展开去讲，今天没有办法展开，但是我们把它放在一起看的时候，我们看到这一切的改变，关系的改变都是从被圣灵充满而开始的。
That's we don't have time to delve into it, rather it's a synopsis of what's going to come. But being filled with the Holy Spirit engenders a whole lot of transformations and changes in a believer.
被圣灵所充满，带来整个这个人生命的翻转，家庭的翻转，他各样的关系啊，面对魔鬼的时候有能力去抵挡，穿戴神所赐的全副军装，能够抵挡仇敌，成就神的事情，而且自己还能够站立得住。这一切的根源都是因为被圣灵所充满。
the obvious result of being filled with the Holy Spirit will lead us to a powerful life in terms of fighting against the devil, resisting the devil, and how do we grow?
一位牧师哈，把它用这个英文的 growth 这几个字的头一个字母的缩写来讲出我们生命成长的这几个方面，容易记哈。
Give you something with the English word growth, and each letter is sort of expanded to take on a subject for easy memorization.
第一个，你的生命要成长，你必须要来到神的面前，常常的借着祷告与神来连接。
The first letter is G, and this is by a pastor in a good summary. Go to God in prayer continually.
R 啊，你要不停的，每一天都要让神的话语来充满在你的心思意念当中。
The letter R stands for read the Bible daily.
而且不光是听神的话，你要去遵从神的吩咐，神的旨意。
Not only listening and hearing, you have to follow, and that's the letter O, obey God.
而且不光是啊，把这个福音的好处留给自己，不断的、不停的，借着你的言，借着你的行，来为主耶稣基督去做见证的啊！你越做见证，你的生命就越坚固，越有信心，越有能力。
That when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you hold everything to yourself, you keep it, the good stuff to yourself, rather you be a witness.
每一天活在对主的那个信靠和顺从当中啊，不管你人生遇到什么样的难处，遇到什么样的需要啊，你知道上帝都不会离开你的。
With the letter T, and that we can live a life of trust, of trusting the Lord every day, whatever circumstances might be that we might encounter.
最后就是记得我们一直在讲的，你要被圣灵所充满，让你整个的生命。活在神的掌管之中。
And lastly, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, meaning to give the Holy Spirit the control and power over our daily walk.
没有被圣灵所充满，或者是不是经常性、持续的在圣灵充满之下的生命，是一个停滞的生命，是一个不成长的生命。
If we are not filled with the Holy Spirit, or not continuously filled with the Holy Spirit, that marks a life of stagnation, of lack of growth.
只有我们天天时时刻刻生活在神的这个管制之下，我们的生命才能够不断的有活水的供应、生命的供应、营养的供应、粮食的供应，我们这个生命才能够长。
We got to live under the control of the Holy Spirit only. If only that is the truth of our lives, so we'll be able to eat and drink and manage our lives well.
这是为什么我们一定要被圣灵所充满的人。
And that's those are the reasons and why we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
怎么被圣灵所充满？
How do we get filled with the Holy Spirit?
上一周已经跟大家分享了，你必须要第一件事情认罪悔改。
And we talked about that in our last sermon last week. And the first thing you have to do is to repent.
感谢主耶稣基督为我们的病治在十字架上，他已经赦免我们，愿意赦免我们，只要我们愿意来到他的面前，遵照我们上周所讲的那个四个步骤哈，就会得到上帝的赦免。
And let's give thanks to our Lord Jesus who died on the cross. And if we repent of our sins and ask.Him for forgiveness of our sins, will be forgiven.
我们要认自己的罪哦，要在情感上哈为罪而去哀痛，要在我们的意志上学习转向，在意志上要做一个决定，然后带来行为层面上的改变。
You have to confess our sin. You have to confess your sins first. You have to feel sorrow for the sins you have committed.And you have to make a decision. As this is a matter of volitional decision, you have to turn away from sin and exhibit changes in your daily conduct and walk.
这是我们上周讲的啊。那这一周我们要更进一步。当你认罪悔改以后呢，你就要凭着信心来求圣灵来掌管你，求圣灵来充满你。
That marks sums up what we taught last Sunday. But afterwards, how do we be, how what to do. We have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And this is done by our faith.
并且当着你按照神的吩咐去求，求着按照神的吩咐去把你的主权交出来之后呢，就凭着信心来接受，凭着信心来相信，圣灵一定会来充满你的。
When we surrender our will to the Holy Spirit, you have to confirm with yourself, and you have to believe.
第一件事情我们很清楚的，神很愿意来充满我们，圣灵很愿意在我们的生命当中来做主，来掌王权，这是神的旨意。
The first thing we have to make sure is this, the Holy Spirit is willing, and he is willing to rule over our lives, and this is the will of God.
第二件事情我们很清楚的，就是根据约翰一书五章十四节十五节的那个神的应许哈，就是每一次我们祷告，如果是按照神的心意去求呢，神就一定垂听我们的祷告，这是我们在神的面前存的坦然无惧的心。
Secondly, we get support from First John chapter 5 verses 14 and 15. We have full confidence. We come before the Lord. We ask Him, He will give.
这是神给我们的应许。
In accordance to His
will, 我们若照他的旨意求什么，被圣灵充满，这是神的旨意，我们知道的哈。我们如果照着他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
And when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, when we pray, and this is what is going to happen, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
And if we know that he hears us, well, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him.
怎么知道神一定垂听我们的祷告？就是因为我们知道我们所求的是神的旨意。
How do we know we are going to receive what we ask of him? Because what we ask of him is of his will.
所以根据神的应许哈，我们就可以在他面前做这个祷告了。
In accordance to God's promise that we just read, we can pray in this fashion.
第一件事情，我们要先求神赦免我们的罪。
First, we have to ask for forgiveness.
亲爱的天父啊，我需要你，我承认我一直在管理自己的生命，以致得罪了你。感谢你赦免我的罪，因为基督已经为我。实在是这样说。
Dear Heavenly Father, I really need you. I confess that I have been ruler of my own life, and in doing that, I really offended you. Thank you for having forgiven my sins, because Jesus Christ already died for me on the cross.
当我们诚心来到神的面前，真诚地像他这样认罪祷告的时候，耶稣一定会赦免我们。
If we come in this fashion before God and pray like this, and He will hear us and forgive us of our sins.
接下来你向神祷告了哈，现在我再请基督来管理我的生命，求您用圣灵来充满我，正如您命令我的被圣灵所充满。也正如你话语所应许我的，只要凭着信心求，便可被圣灵所充满。如今我感谢你管理了我的生命，并且用圣灵充满了我。我这样凭信心的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名。
And what's going to follow is this type of prayer. Oh, now I'm asking the Lord to rule over my life. Please fill me with your spirit.In accordance with your command, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and in accordance with the promise through your word, if I come with confidence and ask of you, pray to you, I will be able to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now I give thanks to you to rule over my life, and thank you for having filled me.With the Holy Spirit, and by faith, I pray, and this way, in Jesus' name, Amen.
当你凭着信心，这里的每一句话都是从你发出来的，向神所发出的祷告的话，神一定会用他的圣灵所充满你。
If this is your prayer that comes out of your own heart, what you ask for will be fulfilled.
被圣灵充满，你当时不一定有什么感觉。
You may not have any feelings, so to speak, when you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
第二天也不一定有什么感觉。
Well, the following day, you might not feel anything different.
当你凭着信心邀请神来管制你，当你凭着信心接受这个圣灵所充满的结果的时候，感觉一定会跟上来。
But when you ask, though, in this fashion, how the way you feel will get changed.
用这个火车头来比喻这个事情，这个火车头拉动车厢，你一定要用这个火车头来带动车厢。什么是火车头？火车头是真理。
Someone is using the locomotive trains in this picture as an example. You need the locomotive to pull the cars.
用你的信心去相信真理，接受真理，跟随真理。
And by faith, you believe and you accept and you follow the truth.
这样，当你的信心放在这个火车头，让这个火车头来带动的时候，你的感觉就会跟上来。
When you place your faith in the head, in the locomotive, all carriages will follow.
很多人把这个关系搞反了啊！如果你试着用这个车厢去带动车头，想用这个感觉，你等于说，哎，感觉好像有什么不一样，感觉这样了，我才觉得才是被圣灵所充满啊！那你要去等待的话，你可能一直等不到被圣灵所充满的那种状态。
There are people who get mixed up in the order of things. They rely on how they feel as to the feeling of the Holy Spirit. But if you go down that route, you're not going to get it.
什么是真理？神的话是真理，耶稣基督是真理。
What is truth? The truth is the word of God, is our Lord Jesus Christ.
神的应许是真理，神所讲出的话没有一句话会落空的。当你的信心摆在真理的上面的时候，你就会被圣灵所充满。
God's promises and God's word, they will never come back empty, if you believe, you will experience.
我1999年，25年前呢，当我第一次被圣灵所充满的时候，就是照着刚才的那一段祷告向神来祈求，凭着信心被圣灵所充满。
I prayed that prayer that I just shared back in 1999, about 25 years ago.
1999年的夏天，我信主4年，是我读神学院的第一年。那年的暑假，我要预备自己回中国大陆去参与短宣，我参加一个培训，在那里经历了第一次被圣灵所充满。
My experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit occurred in summer of 1999. That marked the fourth year of after my conversion, the first year of my seminary student experience, and I was getting ready to go on a short mission trip to China and experience being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那一次是在美国的一些的弟兄姐妹跟国内的团队要配合在一起，到中国大陆的一个校园里面去传福音。
And there was a sort of a joint venture between ministers here with co-workers inside China, and we intended to go on a campus ministry in China.
那从美国出发之前我们这批从美国去的这个同工呢，就一起统一的集训接受这个栽培。
And before the trip, the mission trip, we were trained together for this very purpose.
3天的培训，前2天是有一个讲员带我们，给我们讲，最后一天呢要有一个实习，就是实际的传福音的操练。
We went into a 3-day training, and the first day we had a speaker, and our 3-day training was wrapped up by the practical experience, sharing a practical experience with someone.
第一堂培训课就让我很稀奇，因为带领我们培训的那个姊妹非常年轻，大概也就30岁出头，非常年轻的一个姊妹，3天的时间带我们，教我们怎么去传福音，怎么去被圣灵所充满。
I was drawn on the very first day by the program, by the training, because our teacher was a rather young believer, a lady, a sister in her 30s, and she taught us how to preach and spread the gospel.
我想他不是这个年轻的基督徒啊，他只是年龄很年轻啊，但显然他在传福音这个培训方面是很有经验的哈。他讲到第二天的时候，最后一堂就讲被圣灵所充满。
Rather, even though she was in her early 30s, it was not her age in terms of her faith, and she certainly had a lot of experiences. And the second day, started with her sharing her experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
当时他就是带我们读刚才我们读的这些经文啊，要被圣灵所充满，然后我们照着神的旨意求，神就一定会听我们的祷告，然后他就带我们做了那一段的祷告。
It was exactly the same verses that she shared in terms of being filled with the Holy Spirit and also with confidence we can come before the Lord and pray in accordance with His will, will receive. And those were the scripture passages that she shared.
祷告完之后他就问说你们现在哪些人相信你现在就已经被圣灵充满请你站起来。
And then she challenged all of us after her sharing, anyone should stand up if you believe at this moment you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
当时我就站起来了，我那些同伴，培训的同伴，大家都一起站起来。
I stood, of course, and along with me, all of the trainees, we all stood up.
当时有什么感觉？没什么感觉。
How did I feel? I didn't feel anything.
第二天我们就实习了，我们跟这个当地的教会华人教会配合，当地华人教会把福音朋友带来，我们在一起吃饭，吃完饭以后我们就去找人去传福音。
The second day was our field day. We were taken out to work with local Chinese speaking churches. We were sent out to evangelize, to talk to people.
我记得很清楚哈，跟我们一起培训那个真的是年轻的姊妹哈，刚刚信主不久哈，因为我们培训的时候特地提醒我们啊，你不要一个人对很多人去传福音，最好是一对一。
Our training was such that there was really a young person, a young sister, young as to her faith, and we were taught do not go out and preach to a group of people, rather do it on an individual basis, just talk to.
结果这个小姊妹信主大概是第一次传福音啊，信主也不是很长时间，结果一坐下来对面就坐着三个慕道友。
As for that young sister, young in her faith, and maybe that was the first time for her to preach the gospel, to share the gospel, as soon as she sat down, she found right in front of her three seekers.
所以他也没有办法，他就硬着头皮哈，把这个受训当中讲的，然后我们怎么去讲，一步一步的去讲，把那个福音向这三个人讲了一遍。
She wanted to tough it out, and she gave a litany, a liturgy of what she just learned from her previous training, and tried that out on the three seekers.
讲完以后到最后一步了，一定要挑战对方，要问你要不要相信耶稣了。
And now comes the last leg of the journey. Are you going to challenge the seekers? And do you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
他勉强的就去问他们这个问题的时候，出乎他的意料，三个人都说我们要信耶稣。
With such reluctance, she extended the invitation. She called them to believe. And to her surprise, all of them confessed and believed.Willing to receive.
猜猜看，那天晚上我带了几个人信耶稣
？Well, take a guess, a wild guess. How many people did I preach to who were converted that night?
一个也没有。
Not a single one.
紧接着我就回国参与国内的短宣了。
And that experience was followed by my trip into China.
但是一回到大陆，情况就很不顺利。
As soon as I got inside China, things were not as easy.
遇到各种各样的难处，我前面有跟大家分享过。我一到这个重庆跟团队会合的时候，结果就因为飞机晚点就错过了哈，就跟我的团队失去联系了。
I ran into a lot of problems. For example, I shared that experience with you before. I landed in Chongqing, and that was our rendezvous point. But I didn't have anybody to meet up with. So,
就花了两三天的时间，我才跟我的团队接上线，最后合在一起啊。那两三天当中，一方面我想办法怎么去跟他们取得联系，另一方面我也没有闲着。我就去到大学校园里面，碰到人就跟他们去传福音。
The following two or three days, I was trying everything to get reconnected with my team, but I didn't sit around doing nothing. I went into college campuses to preach the gospel.
那时候环境还比较宽松，我们可以进到学生宿舍去敲门，到那个宿舍里面去跟他们讲福音。
Although it was a relative freedom at the time, you were able to go up into the dormitory area and you can practically knock.
我还记得我抓着一个学生，我就把他带到那个嘉陵江的那个江边上啊，花了一个多小时跟他传福音。
And I still remember the experience of grabbing a student and leading that student by the bank of Jia Ling River.And started with the preaching of the gospel to that student.
那时候夏天呢，重庆的天气热得不得了，而且蚊子特别多，哇，被咬得浑身是包。但是能够坚持持续的跟他去讲一个多小时。
You know, it's summer and it's in Chongqing, and they infested with mosquitoes and all. It was the terrible heat.
后来我又回到了老家哈尔滨，陪着我的妈妈去她的家乡，像我的阿姨啊，像我的舅啊，像这些的亲戚，持续的向他们去传讲。
Then I went back to my hometown. I went with my mom to her hometown, native village, and I started preaching to my aunts and uncles.
回来以后，我就问自己说，我哪儿来的这么多的能量？哪儿来这么多的力量？哪儿来这么多的勇气？
Upon my return, I asked myself, where did I get all that power, energy, and courage?
那是因为我凭着信心，接受了圣灵来充满我，来管理我。是说圣灵来的能力，来让我能够持续的去为主来做见证。
That's the result, rather, of my submission to the authority of the Holy Spirit to rule over my lives.
借着那一次的经历，我才真正能够明白。十二个使徒为什么他们能够走到不同的地方，走到非洲，走到印度，走到希腊，那个安德烈就走到希腊啊，持续的在各地为主去做见证。
Well, from that experience, I learned that this is what really constituted the experience of the other 12 apostles. For example, they will go everywhere to preach.The preaching of the gospel, and with Andrew alone, they are going on a mission trip to Greece, and they were empowered.
安德烈最后是被人抓，被人钉在十字架上，但他没有马上死啊，被钉在十字架好几天，他一直在十字架上向人传福音，直到他生命最后一口气。
Look at Apostle Andrew. He was arrested, and he was nailed to the cross, but he lingered. He did not die instantly.Even on the cross, while he was nailed on the cross, he continued with the preaching of the gospel.
他从哪里来的这么大的能力？
Where did he get
that power? 是因为他被圣灵所充满。
But he was suddenly filled with the Holy Spirit.
我才明白为什么那个使徒约翰，十一个使徒都已经殉道了。使徒约翰老年的时候，只剩下他一个人的时候，大概有九十多岁了。他被流放到那个拔摩海岛上，他依然能够坚持到底，持守信仰，为基督做见证。哪儿来的能力？因为他被圣灵所充满。
Same experience just dawned on me, and that's how look at Apostle John. With the demise of all the remaining apostles, he was left all alone, exiled onto the Isle of Patmos.It is in that situation he was empowered with the Holy Spirit.
回想我的经历，我更能够理解那些宣教士。Livingstone 去了非洲，这个马里逊来了中国大陆，马杰去了台湾，这个戴德生被人泼大粪，他们也要依然坚持着去传福音。哪来的能力？因为被圣灵所充满。
and all of these examples made me give me the experience and understanding as to the presence of the Holy Spirit. For example, we find Morrison, you know, going to China, and Livingstone to Africa, and Hudson Taylor, even, you know, with the experience of being bullied and covered with human excrements by the locals, to never change his heart, continue preaching. Understood.
更能够理解今天在中东的基督徒为什么能够面对那个割喉的刀，他依然不否认自己的信仰，坚持自己是基督的门徒。
With that experience and understanding, I come to appreciate the courage with which Christian believers serving God in the Middle East faced with the sharp edges of the sword against their throat continued preaching.
在尼日利亚的教会，面对炸弹的袭击，中国大陆的基督徒面对监牢的这种的威胁，他们依然能够站立的稳，为主去做见证，因为他们有从圣灵而来的能力。
The same courage and power from the Holy Spirit is emblematic of the believers in Nigeria facing bomb threats and bombing of their churches.And believers in China, same way.
这些跟随主耶稣基督的人，就是走过耶稣所曾经走过的道路。当耶稣这里讲说被圣灵充满的时候，他遇见的第一件事情是什么？不是一个大复兴，而是被魔鬼所试探，被圣灵引到旷野40天不吃不喝，在那里忍受魔鬼的试探。他能够胜过魔鬼，那个能力从圣灵而来。
The experience of all those martyrs is not unique because they have an example in our Lord Jesus. After he was filled with the Holy Spirit, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested by the devil.
他为什么能够忍受十字架的苦难？是因为他在克西玛尼园里把自己再一次的交给这个天上的父，愿天父的旨意成就在他的身上。而不是要照着他自己的意思。为什么他能够从死里复活？因为圣灵使他从死里复活。
Why could our Lord withstand the rigor of the cross? Well, because of his prayers in Gethsemane. Why was he able to be raised from the dead? It was because of the Holy Spirit's power.
你愿意跟随主耶稣基督的脚步，效法历世历代这些使徒圣徒的榜样，来被圣灵所充满。
Are you willing to follow our Lord and model after his life and the life of those martyrs who appeared before us?
今天是我们守圣餐纪念主的日子。
Today is our Lord's table.
让我们先来到主的饼和杯的面前，借着守圣餐纪念主的救赎，纪念主的赦免，纪念主的洁净。
Let's come to the table, to the bread and cup in remembrance of our Lord what He did, salvation.
在领圣餐之前，我们先唱这首诗。